This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Now, many of you will have known that recently there had been some individuals from the IDF who had put my name alongside other names on some missiles that they were going to send to kill some children, because this is the kind of cowardly behavior that permeates the Zionist and pro-Israeli movement. This is the cowardliness, the cowardly behavior, the cowardly temperament, the cowardly disposition of those individuals. So I responded in kind on X, on Twitter, and I said that, actually, why are you putting my name on a missile? Well, if you want to get physical with me, if this is meant to be some kind of intimidation threat, then I open a challenge for anybody from the IDF or otherwise associated with it to legally fight me in this country, the United Kingdom. And I was responded to by an individual who I checked and realized potentially had the best record of MMA of any Israeli ever. And this is quite surprising. Let's take a look at what he said recently in an interview and come back and respond in kind.
Think about the pay-per-view. All the Muslim world, they want to see him beating me, and all the Jewish world want to see me beating him. So, you know, it's going to be like a huge fight. It can be a lot of money fight, you know. But I don't know what he's want to fight, you know. Even he said he want to fight me. What? Boxing? Bare knuckle? Jiu-jitsu? MMA? I don't know. So I said even karate, I can fight him. I don't care.
I can say you only one thing. If this fight going to happen, I'm with you. I'm going to watch this fight.
Now, as you can see with what he said, it seemed to me that this man, his primary concern is monetary in nature. This guy wants financial rewards. Now, we said to this guy in the negotiation, we said to him that we're not going to pay you money. There's videos of you on a tank sending missiles to Gaza indiscriminately. There's videos of you doing that. And you want us, who are doing boycotts and all these kind of things, people like this, to give you money directly, effectively giving money directly to the Zionists and IDF forces. This is something that not only the community will not find, will find as an unforgivable sin, but we cannot bring ourselves morally or ethically or otherwise to do it. We can't give money. Now, as a result of that and some other factors, but that seemed to be, as you could see, his primary reason. In fact, he sent us a message, he pulled out. Can you imagine? This man pulled out. Now, we already know he can't fight any of our professionals. He can't fight the Hamza Chamayevs or the Islam Makhachevs or this or that. There's no chance. There's nobody in the world that's pro-Zionist today that can fight any of our top Muslim fighters. There's no chance. There's no, absolutely no way. There's no way and no chance. Instead, he went for the public speaker. And even then, can you imagine how humiliated him after a week's negotiation? We're saying this, we're saying that, we're trying to make accommodate for him, this and that. He went for a public speaker, okay, which is me. He went for the public speaker without a professional record, and he started making demands. He wanted to be on Cage Rage or one of those programs. We said that this is going to be it cannot be sanctioned. We checked this thing. It's not going to be sanctioned anywhere in the West. And he wanted a crowd and all these kind of things. We said there's no, in the United Kingdom, they will not allow two crowds. And we checked all this out, to be in the same stadium. I mean, barely you can allow, right, a protest of just pro-Palestinian. You have to get the permission of the police, let alone put both of these people. There'll be riots in the crowd. So we explained of the practical impossibilities, that this is operationally impossible. What you're asking for is operationally impossible. So it has to be a consent agreement, and we have to do it outside of the reach of the public. And yes, there will be professional and all this kind of stuff. And he still backed out. We even offered him a neutral venue outside of the United Kingdom. We even told him we can fight in Thailand, in Bangkok, or is it Phuket or Phuket? I don't know how to pronounce the word. But that's probably what he said when he heard that we were going to be fighting him. And he said, we'll fight you in anything. So I said, fine, fight kickboxing in Thailand. It's easy, no problem. Muay Thai, something like that. He rejected. He rejected it. Can you? So this was all fake. It's phony. You did not want to fight. You're a coward. That's what you are. That must mean you're a coward. You don't want to fight. Now, that is one of the most humiliating things. Somebody in the IDF putting these names, and you're too scared to fight a public speaker without a professional record. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what this demonstrates about the temperament, the disposition, the psyche of the pro-Zionist and Israel forces? Can you imagine what he's done to his community by pulling out like this? And we have all the evidences, if anyone wants to say anything. My manager, Dili Hussein, who's a phenomenal manager, fantastic. You guys might have known him from Five Pillars. He was communicating directly with his manager. Okay, and we went back and forth, back and forth. And then even offers a counter offer. He said, look, can we bet? Can we do this? Can we do that? We said, we don't bet. And we're not going to give this guy money. And it's not ethical for us to give this guy money. He's using it for this and for that reason. Now, I didn't promise anybody money. Why don't you fight for honor? Why don't you be a man? Why don't you come and fight me like a man? You said, I'll fight you in anything. I explained to you, I want to stand up with you. This is what I want to do with you. This doesn't need to be a jiu-jitsu match. We know that you are ADCC accoladed. Very good. It doesn't need to be. Let's stand up and fight. Stand up and fight. What are you saying? I'll fight him and do this and you're pretending to want to fight. You don't want to fight because you're over the hill. Because you're retired. And you kept talking in that same video that you kept talking about my weight and my size. Bro, you're a professional fighter. You can't even not sanction a fight with someone, a professional fighter with a public speaker. You can't even sanction. It's unsanctionable in the United Kingdom. With not only a professional fighter, but a professional fighter with 22 fights on Bellator. It's probably the second promotion after UFC. It's unsanctionable, I'm sorry to say. But you couldn't even bring yourself to fight me? The public speaker? This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. You are a shocking coward. What kind of cowardice is this? It was cowardly enough for you to ignore all the professional fighters and go for the public speaker. All the professional ones, and you go for the public speaker. The public speaker who, even in his region, forget about the city, in his region, we don't rank in the top five or in his top 10 as a martial artist, pound for pound or anything, even not pound for pound. But you backed out of that one as well? You are shocking. This is embarrassing. That's it. You threw the towel. You threw the white towel before you even got into the ring. I'm shocked by that. But that's the thing. Honestly, for me, it would have been a win-win situation anyway. Allah says in the Quran, وَكَفَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ. Sometimes Allah, He suffices us from having to fight. Number one. Number two, the Prophet told us, لَا تَتَمَنَّوا لِقَاءَ الْعَدُوِ فَإِذَا لَقَيْتُمُهُمْ فَاصْبِرُوا. Do not wish to fight the enemy. But if you fight them, then be patient. I'm not going to chase you. I'm not going to chase you after this. You wasted my time. You wasted my manager's time. I'm not going to chase you after this. Everyone, because this is a public record now. Well, all your 22 fights mean nothing. You know that? All your 22 fights, I'm sorry to say, they'll be eclipsed by the fact that you have denied this. It's shocking denial. All your 22 fights and your ADCC and your this and all those competitions you've done on Master 10 IBJJF, whatever. Trust me, it's going to be eclipsed. No one even watches those fights. You're just going to remember, this is the guy who backed down from the public speaker. And point number three, I was going to say to you, is I was going to consider this an act of worship. It's always a win-win situation for a person, a Muslim person, who does something called ihtisab. Something which is even like this, fighting. All you got to do is change your mindset. And every right hand, every left hook, every kick, every single punch and kick that would have thrown on you, it would have been an act of worship. It would have been an act, so it's a win-win situation. So whatever happened to me in that situation, I'm punching you up and it's like an act of just like praying, just like fasting, punching you up would have been an act of worship. And that's why it's always a win-win situation. And that's what makes us different as the Muslims. You can't deal with us. How embarrassing. You scurry along now, Chaim. You go scurry along now, huh? You go scurry along now, you're done now, you're finished, huh? Throw the white towel and tell your army to do so as well. Tell the IDF to throw the white towel, they're getting destroyed out there. They're losing the war. Ha'aretz, they said the thing, they said they're losing, Ha'aretz. You might as well throw the white towel. Let them give up and you've already given up. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. This center, this masjid, this educational institution will act like a beacon of light, calling the Muslims in Norway back to the essence of Islam. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.